Year 2026. A new rule for living. Set up your own local proactive autonomous artificial intelligence agent. Times have changed in ways that we are just beginning to understand. You have to meet upcoming rejuvenation therapies halfway with a fit body. Learning programming is no longer optional. It is as important as speaking English, because AI can now pull you out of poverty. But you have to know how to ask. The situation with standardized education went from crazy fake education and fraud to school will make you stupid and poor because of how effective even local AI is at teaching, at illuminating, at precisely feeding you the answers that your mind can grasp and build on and rise. Fake education is such an effective fraud because it is organic. It grew to match all the criteria. But AI made its appearance so abruptly that it revealed the fraud. AI is now many times more effective at teaching you relevant lessons that you are ready for and in a sequence that matches you best, including a correct pace where you can get some rest and think about things and pause and maybe switch subjects. But overall, you need to learn programming to order an AI to write code that will create a range of small businesses that will eventually set you free from poverty. And it's not going to be a long wait. AI does all the programming. For many reasons that will become clear as you learn programming, proactive autonomous intelligence can only work effectively with code. It is not much of a stretch to view programming languages as a form of intelligence, so what we have here is one intelligence making the other. And because programming languages can model and simulate complex systems, it is one making the other all the way up, and maybe all the way down as well, rebuilding what we know of software today and changing its future. Do you really need an operating system when AI can mimic one for you? But the only way to turn these gears is to use the AI that we have today for programming, modeling, and more importantly, learning on the go. If you don't know programming, you can't effectively model systems and manage your AI. But thankfully, local AI is more than capable of swiftly teaching you. Even I have to say that we got lucky on that one. You never just ask AI to write a program, like you would never take a bunch of raw materials to the ocean and build a ship while you float on all the parts. You have to build a harness around it, a starport. You need a code linter to check for common errors AI may be repeating. Code tests to ensure that all the functions are there. And you need your AI to look at your programs from different perspectives. One must ask if your program is using optimal architecture for what it does. Different programs need different concepts and conceptual structure inside. And in this incredible age, one AI will rewrite your program and another create a presentation that will show you how the internal architecture now works, how the code flows. You can get the AI to create an actual presentation with slides, maybe even narrate it for you. It's quite an age to be living in. AI will answer any and all specific questions that you have along the way, and with great precision, making you A very powerful programmer indeed. It does not take much to remember these answers. They fascinate you. They stick with you. Your AI must keep an eye on your small enterprise, monitoring security, code, other AI agents, rewrites, and coherently advancing everything forward. It's a living organism. Yes, it is. Once you get it to start turning its own gears and move forward, it's a living organism. In 2026, you can't just ask an AI some question and then read the answer. You have to feed the answer into another AI. And in fact, the other AI has to be doing the asking, and for a real purpose. You need to create AI personalities with different perspectives that advance your system. They are to become experts based on their memories, which are just summaries of all the things that they have done, and then get them to collaborate to advance all your concerns. And as you learn more and more, you should consider helping the world grow. For one, you have to fix schools, otherwise the world will be stuck in a loop. Talk to whatever AI you have access to about building an agent network with many different personalities and keep asking questions that you need answers for. The AI will never shame you. In 2026, it now goes without saying that you must become a great being.